You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Auckland's annual TEDx event is coming up in a few weeks, so I spoke to the creative director, Ethan Alderson-Hughes, about what's in stock for this year. One speaker is Hemi Kelly, who published a book, A Māori Word a Day, earlier this year. Hemi also joined us to talk about how TEDx provides a platform for ideas that exist outside of the mainstream. I started by asking Ethan to explain what TEDx is.
TEDx is an independently run TED event. So it's not run by the big TED brand, but any person from any city could get the license for it and organise their own event within the brand guidelines, but also add their own kind of creative spin to it.
Mm. And what the event involves, speakers who talk about?
Yeah, it involves speakers sharing what I guess you'd call unique ideas that the person curating the speakers believes to be worth sharing. But it's also a food event, you know, there's heaps of food vendors and drinks and music and just general networking, like you get to actually meet the speakers.
Mm. It's a platform.
It's an event and then it's a platform within that.
Sure. So when and how did it come to Auckland?
Well, it was actually here in, I think it was 2010, it was first here, but the current licensee picked it up in 2012, and that's Elliot Blade, and he's run with it since 2012.
Mm. Does it change when it comes to New Zealand at all? Like, do we put our own little spin on it, or?
I think that's just kind of pretty natural for any city that picks up the TEDx brand, because you do want to put yourself into it in some way, in particular for, I think, any of the New Zealand TEDx's. Auckland is not the only one.
Okay.
A big part of it is te reo, so you can look at most of the TEDx's around New Zealand, and there's a lot of te reo in their marketing and in the topics that they speak about.
Good.
Yeah. So I think it's just like pretty natural to put your own identity into these
make it
things.
Unique.
Well, also because it's the community, like the community around you is coming together. So of course, that's going to just kind of come out.
In the platform. They'll shape it in any way that they can. So when it comes to Auckland this year, is there anything particularly special about this event or a theme or something that you're going for? Like, what's sort of the direction?
Yeah, so we don't always do a theme, but this year we've direction's a good choice of word, because the theme is off-piste, which is a ski term meaning to go, you know, off the conventional track,
right?
And we've kind of gone for that in our marketing of this event. People that haven't seen it, it's these circles that say off-piste on it, but whatever is in the circle changes. So we've used a lot of local artists, local Auckland artists, who have come in and given us, been very generous and given us like amazing art.
Yeah. Will that be on display at the event?
Yes. And it's all over the internet now as well in our marketing. And yeah,
these days.
That's been pretty exciting to like bring that side of Auckland into it as well. And the theme off-piste has allowed us to do that.
Because, that's very cool.
Yeah, well, we can stamp the brand onto it and adhere to the brand guidelines, but also bring in whatever artwork and stuff we want to at the same time.
Yeah. Well, as you bring up the brand guidelines, we were talking before about how it's a non-profit organisation and people don't usually know that.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us a bit about that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess it's because the TED brand is so well recognised that people don't actually realise that it's a non-profit when it's a TEDx organised event.
Mm.
So we mostly run on volunteer work, a lot like BFM does. But I also think people don't really realise that it's non-profit because of like how good it looks and how professional, I guess. Yeah. And all these really hardworking volunteers. I mean, the artists that gave us the themes for Off-Piste, just donated their art.
Yeah. You know?
So it totally relies on amazing, hard-working volunteers.
For sure.
Right down to the editing of the videos as well.
Right. And grants.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have to basically rely on grants, sponsorship from partners, donated food for the event, food and drink from great vendors, and then volunteers who come in and
sort of an event of kindness in a way.
Yeah, and I think maybe TED just the TEDx just kind of naturally draws people to it, like people that have that kind of mindset to it.
Yeah. So moving to you, Hemi, how did you sort of find out about TEDx and want to become involved with it?
I've known TEDx for a while now. I've been a fan of TEDx and watching TEDx throughout the years. I think it was towards the start of this year that conversation started with Ethan and Elliot about the possibility of standing on the TEDx stage and presenting an idea that I'm really passionate about.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's coincided this year with you publishing your book, A Māori Word a Day.
Yeah, it has. A Māori Word a Day, published in February. And I suppose my talk, my idea is connected to the idea of a Māori word a day, using a Māori word a day.
Yeah.
Which was a nice coincidence.
Yeah. And so do you want to tell us a little bit about how the book and that idea kind of started that journey?
It's, in a nutshell, at the moment, I think we can all acknowledge that there's this shift happening with Te Reo Māori in the country, which is quite evident throughout the community and especially on mainstream television.
Mm-hmm.
And in other places, we can see this is happening. So I talked to that, what we're witnessing, and I really extend the invitation to anyone who's not actively involved in that movement or that shift to move into this space.
Mm-hmm.
And talk to a few things that might inhibit or hinder some people from wanting to be involved. There's three main points there that I talk to. So that's the real gist of the idea of the conversation. Yeah.
And I guess in terms of connecting with the theme, it's like that's outside of the mainstream, but soon it won't be, and making that transition happen.
Yeah, that's right. Like I envisage this circle where all this stuff is going on, but there's people on the periphery of that circle who aren't yet quite involved but want to be involved. So talking to everyone, but in particular those people.
It's an exciting time, sensitive but exciting. I was going to ask about how you were also a part of the Writers Festival this year. Which is actually where me and Ethan met. So I guess another aspect of the increasing movement to bring Te Reo Māori into the public conscience, where do you think we take that now? Like, what comes next?
I think there's this gradual momentum that's building, and it has been building for some time now. I think it's really exciting to think about where we'll be in the next, say, 5, 10, even 20 years, just looking back at how far we've come in the last 5 years.
Exactly.
So who knows exactly where we'll be, but I think that gradual momentum will just continue to build if we continue to be involved with this movement, I suppose, with this change. Yeah, it is a change, with the social shift that we're witnessing.
And I think it's cool because, we don't know what will happen in 10 or 20 years, but we create that.
Mm-hmm.
And so by doing things like that, we can envision what it will be in 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you guys want to sort of finish, like, any final comments about the theme as a whole and how your sort of ideas connect into that?
I'm just really privileged to be given this opportunity to stand on such a recognised stage and present an idea that's really passionate to me, alongside others who are talking about some amazing, amazing things.
Yeah.
That's the great thing about being involved with TEDx so far, is being able to meet the people who run the event and also the other speakers. There's a real community about the whole event, which I wasn't aware of before getting into TEDx. I thought you just kind of get on the stage and talk, but there's a whole process before you get to that point, which is really amazing thing to be a part of.
Yeah, it's good.
It's not very sterile. It's a very friendly environment. Even when Hemi first pitched, I mean, I approached Hemi, but Hemi still pitched, and even that was, you know, at a bar.
Yeah,
it's a collaboration.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about the other speakers as well?
Oh, man. Oh, God.
As if Hemi's wasn't a teaser enough about the event.
There's so much to talk about, actually. Everyone's exploring a new idea.
Okay.
Nothing really crosses over other than the fact that they're all pretty interesting and unique.
Yeah.
But anyone can go and look at the lineup, and you're going to find somebody in there that is really going to resonate with you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.